Good morning, beloveds. Psalm 84, and we're reading verses 9 and 10. And you know, when you need to think of who's writing this psalm, this is the sons of Korah. And Korah was not a good father. He was a guy that came against Moses in the desert, and then Moses told all the Israelites to stand away from Korah and his people and his children. But yeah, we see some of these children were saved. These children weren't.
Three sons.
These three sons, yeah, that's writing this song. And then fire came down from heaven, and then the earth swallowed Korah up. So to be called a son of Korah wasn't a good thing. And yet you listen to this psalm, and you listen to this beautiful praise and understanding of a good God. We can see them say here in verse 2, my soul longs, yes, faints for the courts of the Lord, and my heart and flesh sing for joy to the living God. Because just like the birds that find a nest and bring up their young and by the altars of God, by the mercies of God, in the goodness of what is made available for us in Jesus, this is what they have come to understand. And even though they're called the sons of Korah, you see they're the sons of the Almighty God that knows him, who takes them from strength to strength, that takes them through the valley of Baca. It wasn't nice seeing their father being a bad fragrance, being rotten in the eyes of God and taken away in such a dramatic way. But the goodness that they find is something that so supersedes any of the negative they can have in their past. And all you're hearing is just them blessing and encouraging us to stay with God, push on with God, go stay on the highways of God, on growing in the goodness of God, because God's goodness always comes through, even though you have to go through the valley of the shadow of death. And so they even remind themselves here in the psalm, as we saw yesterday, that Jacob, because he found God, he never stayed the same. He prayed to God. He spoke to God. He drew close to God. He reasoned with God. And so he became Israel. And so they understand that a day with the Lord is worth more than thousands of days elsewhere in the palace of the riches and the palace of kings. So just I think of Moses as well, that could grow up in the palaces of kings, but then choose to go or allow himself to be put out of those palaces and go into the desert, because he found a living God, a God that's got the best intentions for him and for his people. And so just listen to their words here in verse 9 and 10.
Behold our shield, O God, look on the face of your anointed, for a day in your courts is better than a thousand elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness.
Hallelujah. So you can see their shields and so them just looking towards the Lord, so that the Lord can look towards them. And Lord, we just thank you for this beautiful sons, Father God, that has found the living God and so encourages us to abide at the altars, abide in the goodness of what has been provided for us in Christ Jesus. Lord, we commit the day to you, and we just thank you, Father God, that you're a living God, that we can speak to you, and so put on all the armor and stand fast against the wickedness, Father God. We thank you, we understand, Father God, that prayer is talking to you, acknowledging you, making room for you, reasoning with you. And so we find, as we have come to you and and we reason and talk to you and fellowship with you, we find life and life in abundance, Lord, and in every way. Thank you for that, Father God. Your will be done, your kingdom come, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.